Georgia Supreme Court Leo Frank Appeals Documents, 1913-1914, page 1055, slide. Visible translated text is as follows, chipped out places. It was just as though somebody had taken a cloth and rubbed some white substance around in a circle, about 8 inches in diameter. This white stuff covered all of the dark spots. I didn't note any unusual signs of nervousness about Frank in his office. There wasn't any trembling or anything of that sort at that time. He was not composed. On Tuesday night, April 29th, Black, Mr. Frank, and myself were together, and Mr. Black told Mr. Frank that he believed Newt Lee was not telling all that he knew. I also said to Mr. Frank that Newt Lee knew more than he was telling, and that as he was his employer, I thought he could get more out of the nigger than we could, and I asked him if he would consent to go into a room as employer and employee and try to get it out of him. Mr. Frank readily consented, and we put them in a private room. They were together there for about 10 minutes alone. Then about 10 minutes was up, Mr. Black and I entered the room, and Lee hadn't finished his conversation with Frank and was saying, "Mr. Frank, it is awful hard for me to remain handcuffed to this chair." And Frank hung his head the entire time the Negro was talking to him, and finally in about 30 seconds he said, "Well, they have got me too." After that, we asked Mr. Frank if he had gotten anything out of the Negro, and he said, "No, Lee still sticks to his original story." Mr. Frank was extremely nervous at that time. He was very squirmy in his chair, crossing one leg after the other, and didn't know where to put his hands. He was moving them up and down his face, and he hung his head a great deal of the time while the Negro was talking to him. He breathed very heavily and took deep swallows, and sighed and hesitated somewhat. His eyes were about the same as they are now. That interview between Lee and Frank took place shortly after midnight, Wednesday, April 30th. On Monday afternoon, Frank said to me that the first punch on Newt Lee's slip was 6:33 p.m., and his last punch was 3 a.m. Tuesday. He didn't say anything at the time about there being any error in Lee's punches. Mr. Black and I took Mr. Frank into custody about 11:30 a.m. Tuesday, April 29th. His hands were quivering very much. He was very pale. On Saturday, May 3rd, I went to Frank's cell at the jail with Black, and I asked Mr. Frank if from the time he arrived at the factory from Montag Bros up until 12:50 p.m., the time he went upstairs to the fourth floor, was he inside of his office the entire time, and he stated yes. Then I asked him if he was inside his office every minute from 12 o'clock until 12:30, and he said yes. I made a very thorough search of the area around the elevator and radiator and back in there. I made a surface search. I found nothing at all. I found no ribbon or purse or pay envelope or bludgeon or stick. I spent a great deal of time around the trap door, and I remember running the light around the door way right close to the elevator, looking for splotches of blood, but I found nothing.